Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created, and we rejoice in Him. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 4. And my focus would be on verse 4, which says, "When Christ our life is revealed, then you will also be revealed with Him in glory." But Paul writes in context, he says in verse 1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Then he writes in verse 4, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory." Hallelujah. I'm so enamored how Apostle Paul could write such profound mysteries, because he was a man of God full of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit would remind the church through Paul to focus our attention on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, heaven is not an invention of the human imagination. It is as sure as the promise of Christ in the scriptures. When he said in John 14, 2-3, "I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." The Bible, however, does not tell us a great deal about the specifics of heaven, simply because our mortal minds are unable to comprehend its riches. The main concern of the scriptures is to acquaint us with the one who has made our entry into heaven possible because of Jesus's redemptive work on our behalf. Seeing him personally becomes the real glory of heaven for every believer, and it's very, very important for us to know. My dear brothers and sisters, we have all heard the expression that we can become so heavenly minded that we are of no earthly good. It is possible that we can think and dream about our eternal future to the point that we forget to live effectively for God now. But the greater concern for most of us is that if we become so consumed with the enjoyments of this present life, that we lose sight of the glories that await us and the anticipation of seeing our Savior. My dear brothers and sisters, our hope in Christ for the future should be the real source of joy and strength for our daily lives. It should also be our motive for holy living, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, as referenced in Titus 2, 12 to 13. Praise the Lord. I was listening to this beautiful old hymn written by Avis Christensen, and writes, "I know I'll see Jesus someday. I know I'll see Jesus someday. What a joy it will be when his face I shall see. I know I'll see Jesus someday." Amen. Let your soul come alive with the thrill of expectation, the glories of heaven, and the prospect of personally seeing Jesus someday. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord God Almighty, I pray that our minds will be filled with things that are in heaven. Our affection of our heart will be set above on the things of heaven, because we know that, Lord God Almighty, your kingdom is forever and ever, and we are going to rule and reign with you. We will dwell in your presence forever and ever. We are people of eternity, and therefore I pray that eternity will be in our perspective at all times. I pray, Lord, that you will fill us with heaven, O Lord God Almighty, with your powerful presence even right now, and give us the glimpse of eternity, that we will be focused on doing what we are called to do in accordance to your word. Abba Father, I thank you for your people as they step out to their jobs and to their businesses in running the daily chores of their life. I pray that you will bless them. You will be with them. You will uphold them with your righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, we know that, Lord Jesus, you took our infirmities on your back. You were beaten 39 times on your back, even before you could shed your blood for our sins. You were entrusted that mankind would have a robust health and strength. And thank you for those scourges that by your wounds we are healed. And therefore, in accordance to your word, I command the bodies of your people to be made whole in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. And I thank you for that, God. We give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a fantastic week ahead of your weekend before you. Don't forget to go to your church this Sunday. God bless you, and bye for now.